Hello and welcome to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship with you. We air this program every single Wednesday evening, 6 until 7 o'clock, right here on K1. Bartlesville getting set for a Thursday night battle at Booker T. Washington tomorrow night. We'll talk about that ball game with the coach. We've got Brad Dunches from the Dunches family of autos with us as well. And Brad, before we talk to coach about last week's game against Del City, wanted to welcome you in. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here again. I love to be here with the coach and hear Alan, how things are going. You got a great crowd here tonight.
Got
the whole team's
got
here.
Got a great group tonight. Absolutely. Yeah, it's awesome. Been a short week, so tonight is our the night before the game is normally our team dinner night. And since we're playing tomorrow night on a Thursday, we've got the whole team here sharing a dinner together. It's pretty cool.
We're a big road game coming up tomorrow night.
Yep, absolutely.
Talented team.
Absolutely. Big road game coming up. Booker T. Washington's a very talented football team, and we're excited to get a chance to play those guys. Anytime you get a chance to play some of the top talent in the state, man, it's exciting for our kids. I think we're gonna come out and have a good show.
After your home debut this last week, what did you think of the home crowd?
Man, one of our goals is that we've been really positive with our coaches, with our kids. Our first goal of the year was to win the first game, and we were able to do that. We had another goal that was to get a coach on a committee. It's really important to us to try to get a coach on the All-State committee or in the OFBCA committees that they have, and that helps us publicize our program, publicize our kids, get our kids on the All-State teams and that type of thing. So we were able to accomplish that goal, and then another goal of ours has been to fill up the corners of the stadium, and that was really cool to see that thing.
They were there. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Big crowd, and it's a very exciting game, very well-played game. I thought your team was really well-prepared and looked to fight hard all night.
Man, our kids played hard. I was really proud of their effort. You know, to go into halftime, we're just down 7 points, we're really excited about that first half. That was a really good football team that we played. We pulled a lot of positives out of that, and we're just going to keep getting better every week. That's our goal, get 10% better each week, and I still feel like we have a chance to be a playoff football team, so I'm excited about that.
Glad to hear it. It's exciting. Homecoming's coming up pretty soon here, so we'll get ready for that. We'll see you out there, and I'll let you guys talk some more football and take over. So thanks for having me again, and if there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Hey, really appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Brad Dunges from the Dunges Family of Autos. Thanks for Brad coming by every single week. Jason Breimer a couple weeks as well. We appreciate their support of the Bartlesville High Coaches Show from Hideaway every single Wednesday, as we mentioned, 6 o'clock right here on K1 from downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza. Bartlesville getting set for that game against Booker T. Washington tomorrow night, as Brad mentioned and Coach talked about a little bit. Bruins coming off their home opener last week, a 33-7 loss against Del City. The Eagles, a top 3-4 team in the state. Coach, obviously, it was a one-possession game at halftime, 7-0. Thought your defense once again held up really well. That's two out of the first 3 weeks where the defense has really been the story, and they held down some really big-time athletes and future college guys, Division I guys, for about 2.5 quarters there, and unfortunately offense couldn't quite stay on the field, and everyone kind of wore down a little bit in that third quarter.
Yeah, our defense played really well, especially in the first half. Man, I felt like Coach Sport just did a phenomenal job of, again this week, of having his guys ready to play, having us in a great scheme. Kids were really coached up, and thought we had a lot of kids step up. Lucas Hammock had over 10 tackles. Braden Winters had over 10 tackles from the linebacker position. Thought Zane Ramsey, a young man who's going to come on and visit with us a little bit more later in the show, had a great game. Zane's stats are something that are his value as a player. It's not really showing up as much in the stat book as maybe even he might like, but he's such a team player. He's one of our team captains. He's the guy that is really just doing a great job of getting in there, forcing that play to bounce or putting himself in the right position where one of his teammates is able to come over and make the tackle. So he's just a guy that always does his job, and really thought he played phenomenally on Friday night.
Talking with Lee Blankenship during the Bruin Football Coaches Show, we'll have something pretty fun a little bit later on in the program. This is Bartlesville's team dinner. I think the coach mentioned that when he was talking with Brad. So we've got 60-70 football players in here eating pizza. They're actually going to give away their weekly awards during the program here a little bit later on, so keep tuned for that. Also, as you mentioned, Zane Ramsey is going to be our player profile. He's a captain, Bartlesville senior linebacker, also plays a little bit of wide receiver as well. You talked about Jason Sport and getting the club ready on the defensive side of the football. What did you think were your keys to success that you had against, as we talked about, a very potent Del City offense? You guys had a little bit more success against them defensively, especially early on, than even Carl Albert did a couple of weeks ago. How did you feel like that went? What were your keys there?
Yeah, man, just we talked all week about doing your 111th. We just had our kids doing their job. They really bought into that this week after a tough loss in against Collinsville the week before. We really showed on film, hey, do your job. We can't worry about doing somebody else's job, because when we're worried about somebody else's job, and who's doing our job? So I was really proud of our kids. Another big thing about our defense is just our pursuit to the football. We've got 11, we call them angry hats, mad helmets around the football every time that the opposing team snaps the ball, and had a big turnover there early in the game. Caden Davis, sophomore safety, who's done a really good job for us this year, put his hat on the ball for the second week in a row, and we were able to recover that fumble. So the defense is doing some good jobs, man. It's mainly effort. They're playing with great effort. Their eyes are in the right place. Offensively was it was tough night for us, especially early in the game. They had a box that was impressive. They're really, really physical, really strong up front. They kept seven in the box all night long, really, really tried to load that thing and make it tough for our run game. And that's a great game plan, especially when you have a guy like DeAndre Young that rushed for as many yards as he did the week before. They manned us up outside. Like you talked about, they have a couple of kids on their team that are Division I kids and really athletic and did a good job of batting the ball down, keeping the ball out of the air. So it was tough sledding. Our offense was able to get some things going in the second half. What I love the most about our kids, and again, you're going to hear me be very positive, because we're staying the course. We're going to continue to do what we do, continue to try to get better each week. But our offense got rolling. What I love the most is there in the fourth quarter, we put something together, got a score, and then we went and onside the ball. It was the fight in our kids, and it was important to our coaching staff to do that, just to show our kids we are never going to give up. We're never going to quit. We're gonna continue to fight every down. We're going to play the next play. And our kids did. They did a great job. They put together another drive there and was proud of their fight all the way to the end.
Lee Blankenship, Bartlesville High head football coach, with us on his weekly coaches show from Hideaway. Hope that everyone's Wednesday is going well. What was the difference in the second half? Talked about the offense got rolling a little bit better. DeAndre obviously had that long touchdown run to get you on the board. His line looked like a line like he's had all season long, another really good line for him. And then Ben had a little bit more success in the second half as well.
Yeah, we threw the ball a little bit better in the second half. Really opened up some a little bit, you know, better holes up front. Did a little bit better job in the offensive line area of just playing through the whistle. We tell our kids, hey, we don't want to just block the guy and say, well, hey, great job, I did my job. We want to play until that whistle blows. And that's something that we've really been stressing and just trying to get our kids to buy into. We got to play through the whistle. And that is something that we did a little bit better job of in the second half offensively.
Talking with Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio program here on K1. Ben Winters, I thought, did a good job in his first start. You know, it's kind of just still first for him as we go forward.
Sure.
Started at quarterback, and then still a few things early where I think maybe, and you'll tell me if you agree, he was a little bit keyed up. He overthrew a few things every now and then where he had some guys open. He put what looked like a really good ball that was just probably 6 to 12 inches, a little bit ahead of the fella on a post route or slant route. Some of them,
yes,
maybe could have gone for some big plays. I think maybe once he settles down a little bit more, still gets used to it, those will be things that'll be 12 inches back the other way, right on the money.
No doubt about it. And I think that's been kind of the reoccurring theme of each week that we've talked. The only way to get a guy, you know, experience is to put him in there and get him used to being comfortable in those situations is just to play him. We think that Ben is going to be a special player. Another young man that I was really proud of, it was Noah Sunday on Friday night. Noah obviously is still a quarterback on our roster and does a great job. You can expect to see him at any time throughout the entire season. We had some injuries at one of our slot receiver positions, and Noah being a quarterback was able to get over there and really us not lose a beat with him being in the game. So was proud of him and his effort. Ben's going to keep getting better every week, and you kind of even saw that from the first half to the second half. He started making some throws, and it's just about gaining experience with all of our kids.
Probably getting more comfortable as well. That just mental mindset, I'm sure, plays a part of that as well as just more reps.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt.
Talking with Lee Blankenship here on his weekly radio show. Bartlesville High coming off a 33-7 loss against Del City last week. Obviously, you've got another talented team tomorrow at Booker T. Washington. I might add that a lot of games around the state are being moved from Friday to Thursday as it is. So you're going to have some company tomorrow evening. Most teams obviously play on Friday, but I know that there's some severe weather expected on Friday evening. So a lot of the especially central part of the state games, they're pushing from Friday back to Thursday. So there'll be some other games to go over scores on during the broadcast tomorrow when Bartlesville takes on Booker T. Washington. Does playing a team like Del City last week with so many athletes, and I don't know, I haven't watched a ton of Booker T. film this year, but I know generally they're the same type of defense you described, which is a lot of pressure up front,
sure,
man-to-man coverage. Does playing a team like that last week maybe prepare your offense a little bit better for tomorrow night's
game? Yeah, absolutely it does. And I mean, my goodness, why would you do anything else when you've got kids that are so athletic in the secondary? High school football starts with the run, and if you can stop that, you're going to be okay. And then when you have athletes that can man you up across the board and really make it tough to throw the football, then you're going to be in good shape. And that's exactly what they are and what they have. Having said that, though, man, I mean, we've been just talking to our kids, and I think our kids are generally excited to go play tomorrow night. When you get a chance to play guys that are going to play on television in a couple of years, man, there's not a whole lot to lose right there, and it's a great opportunity to go showcase who we are and what we're about and our skills as well. So we're up for the challenge. We're excited to get on the field with them tomorrow night.
We'll talk about the Hornets a little bit later on in the program. Coach and I will kind of do our preview segment at the very end of the show, but there's been times this year with certainly they've looked human, no question about it, through three games. So despite the fact that they're the 6A2 state champions, I think that there's some reason to be optimistic going into tomorrow night's ball game, 7 o'clock kickoff on the north side of Tulsa. If you were wondering, we talked about this a little bit during last week's program, but Booker T shares their stadium with Will Rogers, who also plays at home this week. That's the reason why this is a Thursday night battle tomorrow night when Bartlesville takes on Booker T. Washington. I did want to touch on the defense a little bit more. I know we talked about it generally. Specifically, though, I thought that the secondary had some really good moments. Really, their pass rush was held in, or their passing attack, rather, was held in check for the majority of the night until the very end when they got their big wide receiver going a little bit, who was really a lot of fun to watch, Jeff Foreman. And then I thought you guys provided some pressure at times as well. We saw Hunter Marquez and a few other Bruins in the backfield disrupting things a little bit. And certainly you guys gave them fits for the better part of the ball game on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so fun and rewarding as a coach to see your kids doing exactly what you've asked them to do, buying into the scheme and the system that we're asking them to play under and have success in that. And it just reaffirms what we're telling our kids with them. So you can expect our defense to be rocking and rolling all year long. Offensively, we're gonna get rolling very quickly. We've had flashes. It's a little bit different on that side of the ball with the game plans and especially teams that play a little bit of different style of defense. You don't see many 4-3 cover zero teams, you know, anymore. And seeing something like that, just being able to go and make the plays offensively last week. If you go watch the film, you will see we have had some drops. We had some opportunities to go score and go move the ball. And I think it's just, again, with experience, as our kids continue to grow up, you're going to see some of those plays being made, some more of those plays being made.
And I know generally defenses are ahead of offenses at the beginning of the season. I know now we're into week number four, but it's still been the beginning of the season up until now. Obviously, everything was non-district until tomorrow night when you take on Booker T. Washington. And I would guess especially so with your guys' club, because it's a new coaching staff, a new system, and almost everyone we see line up at wide receiver was a guy that didn't play a snap last season in varsity football, maybe outside of Tom Beard. So
yes.
a lot more maturing, maybe even so, for the Bruins this year than you'd normally even see from a regular club where the offense starts slower than
usual. Sure, you know, that's what I would say. And do not mistake this for an excuse, because it's not that the whole season is the beginning.
Sure.
This is the beginning of a new defensive era, a new offensive era, a new special teams era. Our kids, we put so much on their plate, and we keep telling them we haven't even scratched the surface yet of what we want to be and where we want to go. And the quicker that we go and the quicker that we learn, the more you're going to see us be able to do.
One other guy I wanted to touch on as we talk with Lee Blankenship here on his weekly radio show. We'll talk with senior linebacker, captain for Bartlesville High, Zane Ramsey. Also, we'll have those weekly awards as the Bruins are having their team dinner with us tonight in Hideaway. A lot of fun to see everybody out here. So all that coming up a little bit later on in the program. One other fella I didn't want to mention, though, was Caleb Perry, who had a terrific ball game.
Yes.
Your leading wide receiver. We've kind of seen his production increase catching the football each and every week as we've gone on, and I would guess that's only going to continue to increase, because he looked like a stellar option to catch the ball and then make some moves after he catches the ball last week.
He's got a little wiggle, doesn't he, when
yeah.
he catches the football, and you don't know what he's going to do with it, and it's usually something really positive. That's a prime example. Caleb started off the season in game one primarily just as a special teams player and came in a little bit. You know, he was kind of a number two slot receiver as the game went on, and what he did on special teams in that first game made our coaching staff go, man, we need to give that young man some more opportunities to touch the football, and when we gave him those opportunities, he made the most of them. So he's a perfect example of what. Of what we preach to our kids, the kind of the pathway, the gateway to the field is on special teams. Our younger guys, the goal should be to get on those units and then go make a play. And the more plays you make, the more opportunities you'll have. So kind of a textbook example of a sophomore earning the right to have some more opportunities.
And note the fact that two of the main guys we've talked about to this point, two sophomores, and I've been pointing that out a little bit more during the broadcast, so that kind of goes hand-in-hand with what Coach just said a second ago. You weren't excited before. People are going to get used to playing this way, and then you've got some guys that are going to be playing their second and third seasons under your system coming up here rather
absolutely
quickly.
Another guy we should probably mention is Colton Green. Colton Green yeah. had 10 tackles and 2 sacks on the defensive line last week, and then came in the third quarter and played left guard and did a really good job coming in there. So was excited to see Colton Green and just his progress, what he was even in the spring to where he is now. He's a young man that's worked extremely hard, and it's really paying off for him. Another sophomore.
Wanted to give you a few numbers from last week's ball game before we take a break. Come back, we'll talk with Zane Ramsey. He's our player profile. And then, as we mentioned, we'll have the weekly awards that the coaches give out during their coaches' dinner here at Hideaway. And then, of course, we'll have a full preview of the Bruins and the Hornets, Bartlesville and Booker T. Washington tomorrow night right here on K1. Don't forget, that is a Thursday night matchup here on K1. DeAndre Young, 21 yards, 166. Had a 64-yard touchdown. Of course, he's still got his. That line looks tremendous, and he's pushing now 600 yards on the season through three ball games. Passing the football, Ben Winters was 8 of 24 for 97 yards. And then receiving the ball, talked about Caleb Perry, 4 for 36, 9 yards a carry for him. And then nice to see Shane Simpson back in the field. I think he seemed a little bit limited, didn't see him quite as much as I think we'll probably see him going forward when he gets healthier, but certainly was just nice to see him back out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and made a play, man. Had a big catch for us in a situation where we needed a first down. Shane's a gamer, and he's really been fighting hard to come back from that ankle injury, and we're excited to get him back on the field full time for
sure. Lucas Hammack, Hunter Marquez, Braden Winters, and Colton Green, as Coach mentioned, the led Bartlesville and tackles. It was Colton who had four tackles for loss. Hunter Marquez had three, and those were two of the guys we mentioned that really gave some big athletes and some big guys for Dell City some trouble last Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunter's doing a phenomenal job, man. His length, when he uses, you know, he's 6'7", when he uses those arms and really extends, he does a great job, and he's a tough guy to block, and really caused some havoc there for a pretty solid offensive line from Dell City. Another young man I've got to mention, he isn't showing up as much as I'm sure he would probably like to, but that's Lakin Cloudus. We give a helmet sticker award, and it's really hard to get the award. It's an 11, and just that stands for a couple things. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard of a worker are you, or how hard did you play? And if you can answer 11 on that off of the scale, then that's an opportunity to get that sticker. It's a young man who's doing his 1/11th. It's what's best for the football team, and Lakin is a guy that he got that sticker this week because of his just selfless effort. If you watch when DeAndre runs the football, Lakin again and again and again puts his body on the line to go be that fullback type of a player that's kicking out, that's swabbing on linebackers, that's kicking out the defensive end. Been really impressed with him and just his selflessness. It's been fun to watch he and DeAndre. It seems like anytime we run, they're right next to each other in the weight room. They're in the same group, and they've really pushed each other, and both of them have made each other better, and it's so cool to see when one of them has success, the other one is equally excited. That's a special thing, and that competition has made both of them better.
And Lakin, obviously a junior, so a guy we'll
sitting
hear
by
from
each other right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we'll see him next season. And as we mentioned last week, DeAndre had nothing but, you know, super positive things to say about him when he was our player profile last week as well. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that, we had that interview from DeAndre Young in last week's program. It's on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. But we talked about that relationship and his positivity and obviously humbleness, and talking about his backup running back and the guy that blocks for him a little bit as well in Lakin Cloudus.
Yeah.
Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship with us in this weekly radio program. We'll take a break, come back, we'll have our player profile segment this evening. That's going to be senior linebacker captain Zane Ramsey. And then also we'll have the player awards given out for the week, and we'll preview Bartlesville and Booker T, the Hornets and the Bruins, tomorrow night from the north side of Tulsa. So quick break, right back. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on K1.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
It's been another hot day in southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, and we're looking at one more 24-hour time period of hot summer weather. That'll be followed by real fall and very cool by a week from now. Temperatures, though, tonight dropping only to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high temperature in the low 90s, heat index upper 90s. And then we see Friday coming in with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at 60%. A few of those could be locally heavy. Still lingering chance of showers and storms, especially across far eastern Kansas and far eastern Oklahoma on that Saturday afternoon. Saturday's temperatures will only be around 70 after being about 80 on Friday. And then we have another cool front coming in with another chance of showers maybe next Tuesday. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Formation, three wide receivers, gets the snap, hands it off to Messner, has a hole near sideline to the 20-15, tripped up, ball's loose, and the Bruins have it. It's recovered for a Bartlesville turnover inside the Bruin 10-yard line. Another fumble forced by the Bruin defense. That little interception, though not interception, I beg your pardon, fumble that Caden Davis forced that Coach and I were just talking about a second ago, one of the highlights and one of the drop-dead turnovers the Bruin defense accounted for in the first couple, three games of the season. Of course, had that fumble recovery that helped keep Del City off the board. Bartlesville ended up falling to the Eagles 33-7. As we continue with the Bruin Football Coaches Show here from Hideaway Pizza, we got our player profile, Zane Ramsey, with us this evening. Zane, how's it going?
Good, you?
Pretty good, sir. Nice to have you on the program. Actually, already interviewed Zane once today. Yes, he's going to be in the homecoming court for Bartlesville High. Went by the high school and did some of those interviews today. Zane, a linebacker on this team. Obviously, you've been a guy that's carried the football a little bit off and on throughout your career as well. Through three games, new era, new coaching staff. Obviously, you had the whole offseason. How do you just feel like things are going so far, the direction of Bruin football?
I feel like the coaches, they really prepare themselves, and they put the team first, and the players, they really buy into what the coaches have to say and put that into or put their preparation into the game, and it really pays out for us in the long run.
Coach had mentioned this during the first segment, but you're a guy whose name isn't showing up in the box score a terrible amount, but you certainly see you out there on the field flying around, hitting your gaps. Personally, how do you feel like the first three games have gone for him?
They've gone well. I've played my assignments, and I mean, the team has played well. That doesn't always mean I have to have the highest stats. I mean, I play for the team. You know.
And that is something that Coach mentioned during that last segment, doing your 1-11th, and that's something certainly I think the defense has bought into, because two of the first three games of the season now, the defense, really the story, and that's been a change-up from maybe what Bartlesville has been the last couple, three, four, 5 years or so. There are some years where the offenses were really good, defenses kind of dragged behind. But how fun is it to be on the side of the football? It's kind of been helping you keep in ball games the first two, three games.
I mean, it's been really fun. We've kept the tempo up, and we've stopped teams. That's just plain and simple. We've kept them in some spots, and sure, we've been down. That's just part of football, but we've done our job.
Talking with Zane Ramsey, he's our player profile. You guys, or you were voted a captain by your club this season. What does that mean to you?
I mean, sure, captain's a big spot on the team. I mean, we have leaders below us, and our coaches are great leaders, but just because I'm a captain doesn't mean there's not other leaders behind me, but it's cool to be a captain.
Senior at Bartlesville High, Zane Ramsey, linebacker, played some tailback as well. Let's talk a little bit outside the football field now for you. What does Zane Ramsey do for fun? What are you going to do when you're done with this deal here tonight?
I'm probably going to go home and watch some film. And of course, that's football, but I love watching college football.
Okay.
And hanging out with him. I really love my family.
Favorite college football team?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Sooner fan. Say hello to your family who's listening.
Hi, Shonda Stanley, my mom, and Nancy Brooks, my grandma.
Okay, very cool. Talking with Zane Ramsey here, Bartlesville High senior linebacker. Favorite TV shows?
I would have to say Street Outlaws.
What is that?
It's like drag racing in Oklahoma City.
Okay, so are you like a car guy?
I guess you can say that. I mean,
do you like NASCAR?
Sometimes. I'm not a big fan of NASCAR. I just like drag racing.
Drag racing? Okay. What's the difference? If someone doesn't know, I think I kind of know, although not a whole. What's the difference between NASCAR and drag racing?
NASCAR is in a circle, and drag racing is like, say, a couple hundred yards as fast as possible.
So you just floor it and get to going?
Mm-hmm.
Talking with Zane Ramsey here at Player Profile this evening. Favorite movies?
Favorite movies, probably Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. So you golf?
No, I do not golf.
So you just like
I
happy
just like
Gilmore.
The movie.
All right. Do you play any other sports for VHS?
No, this football's my only sport.
Did you grow up playing any other one?
I played baseball as a young kid. And
you liked it?
Yes, I loved baseball.
You still watch baseball a little bit?
No, not really.
No? Still fell off? NFL team, you watch any pro football?
If I had to pick, I'd probably choose either the Broncos or the Vikings.
Broncos or the Vikings. Talking with Zane Ramsey, Bartlesville High senior linebacker, captain on this Bruin football team. Also, he's a tailback for Bartlesville this season. Future plans, what do you want to do when you're out of here in May?
I plan on going to OSU and getting a criminal law degree and hopefully becoming a police officer when I'm older.
Now, you had mentioned you're a Sooner fan, though, right?
Yes.
So what are you going to do when you show up at Stillwater?
I'm always a Sooners fan, no matter what.
And I see there's so many of those OU fans that don't go there, and they end up still sticking.
There's no way.
Yeah, talking with Zane Ramsey here, Bartlesville senior linebacker, outside linebacker for the Bruins. What did you mention your major? I'm sorry?
Criminal law.
Criminal law, and what do you want to be when you grow up?
A police officer.
Awesome, that's very cool. You want to stay around here, move elsewhere? Do you know yet?
I'd probably stay around in this area.
Zane Ramsey with us, our player profile. You were up in Bartlesville your whole life?
I'm actually originally from Miami, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then we moved here when we were around 7.
So is it Miami or Miami?
Really both. I mean, it just matters on the
person.
So
you say Miami?
Different days, Miami.
So you say it differently in different days?
Yeah.
I was told it's Miami, but I've been hearing Miami a little bit more on and on. So
it just matters of the person.
There we go. Let's talk a little bit about the ball game against Booker T. Obviously, a challenge. It's a team that won state last year. I think they returned half their starters from that club. But it's got to be exciting. I know Coach kind of mentioned this in that first segment, but got to be exciting to kind of go out there and play against guys that are going to be big-time athletes on Saturdays next couple of years.
I mean, it's a great chance to prove yourself as a player and as a team. So.
And obviously, you know, there's been some times where they've looked human this year. They're 1-2. Now, they played a really tough schedule, but, you know, Bishop Kelly played them a really tough game earlier, so maybe some pathways for you guys to have some success.
Yes, they're overlooking us, so, I mean, we just got to punch them in the mouth.
Zane Ramsey, Bartlesville captain, senior linebacker, tailback as well. Zane, thanks so much. Appreciate it, sir. We're going to go ahead and just kind of transition right into the segment where they're going to give out the awards. So, Coach, I'll go ahead and hand you this deal right here if you want, and I'll give you that wireless mic, and you can talk into that, and then you can go ahead and give out your awards. This is a different deal. Like we mentioned, Bartlesville plays tomorrow night, so they're going to be giving out their weekly awards at their team dinner, which is this evening here at Hideaway Pizza. And, Coach, you can take it for a few minutes. Go ahead. Have
awesome.
At it.
We'll take it away.
Okay, guys, if I can have your attention really quickly, we're going to go ahead and get into our awards section of the night. First award that I'm going to have is Coach McJunkins, and he's going to give away the Wood Award.
All right, fellas. So the Wood Award, this is given to the player who makes a special contribution for our special teams. All right. Everybody likes to think that the Wood Award is handed out to the player that makes the hugest hit, but really, it can be given to any player in any kind of situation. All right. So this week, the player, he has flipped the field for us plenty of times in the kicking game. Actually, last week, he successfully kicked the onside kick for us. So this week, the Wood Award is given to Mr. Tayden Hopkins.
Shovel Award, the offensive shovel.
All right, guys. Hey, this award right here is represented by a shovel. This is the guy that shows consistent dominance of the person that lines up across from him on the offensive side of the ball. What this symbolizes is the shovel. We're going to keep burying our guy. We're going to physically dominate our guy every play that we can, and we're going to basically bury them under the turf. And so the biggest thing for this is you have to have a little bit of malice. You have to have a little bit of violence about yourself to play football. And so this week's Shovel Award goes to Curtis Folder.
Congratulations, Curtis. Great job, Curtis. Had a great game last week. This time, Coach Sport is going to give away our Defensive Axe Award.
Hey, before I give this away, listen to me. My son, Caden, who is listening on the radio right now, it's his 12th birthday, so I just want to say happy birthday to my son, Caden. All right. The axe goes to the defensive player of the week. It's the player that is the most focused, that makes the breakthrough. So proud of this guy. He's come a long way. He's starting to play like he looks. He had 11 tackles last week, 3 tackles for loss, got after it. Guys, the axe this week goes to Hunter Marquez.
Great job. Congratulations to Hunter. One of my favorite awards that we give away, Coach Holmes is going to come and talk about the Lunch Pail Award.
Okay, the Pail Award goes to, you know, it's just what that is in Bartlesville, it's just like the guy, people that go to work every day. It is the blue-collar people that go to work, not just on Friday nights and do great things. They are practicing and working hard all week long, okay? The contents inside of that pail are only known to the people who get it. So it's a secret deal, and it's for those guys that work really hard. This week's Pail Award goes to Colton Green. All right, guys. All right. Colton Green, congratulations on your award, man. Make sure, hey, there's going to be some things inside of that box only the award winners know about, so make sure you keep that to yourself. The last award is one of my favorite awards that we give away. It's called the Frontline Award. The Frontline Award winner is given to the young man who's always on the front lines. It could be anybody on our team, not necessarily a starter, although it could be. It's a young man that we feel like has led by example throughout the week, giving great effort and having a great attitude. This young man, the reason we call it the Frontline Award, will lead the team out of the tunnel each Friday night, and he will be the young man carrying the American flag. So I'm gonna turn the mic over to one of our captains, Hunter Marquez, and he's going to announce who the captains chose this week as a Frontline Award winner.
So who the captains chose for the Frontline Award is somebody we felt like who has showed a lot of hard work, a lot of progress in the offseason, who has put the most dedication into the team. I mean, he has some nice looking hair, got a little baby face going on. Cameron Conley, come up here.
Cameron, congratulations on a great week, man. We appreciate your effort. That does not go unnoticed. You will lead the team out of the tunnel on tomorrow night, Thursday night, when we play Booker T. Washington. That's going to conclude our award ceremony. Cool. I'll turn it back over to Evan.
All right. Thanks, Coach. There we go. Pretty fun stuff. That's their little awards they give away every single week during their team dinner. Good stuff there as Bartlesville prepares for Booker T. Washington tomorrow night on the north side of Tulsa, coming off their home opener against Del City. We'll take our final break of the program. We'll come back, and then we will have our little preview of the Bruins and the Hornets as Bartlesville travels to Booker T. tomorrow night right here on K1. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on AM 1400, FM 93.3, KWON.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. Your healthcare career starts at Tri-County Tech. Earn your CNA, LPN, phlebotomy, medication aid, EMT, paramedic, or medical office certification. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's been another hot day in southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, and we're looking at one more 24-hour time period of hot summer weather. That'll be followed by real fall and very cool by a week from now. Temperatures, though, tonight dropping only to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high temperature in the low 90s, heat index upper 90s. And then we see Friday coming in with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at 60%. A few of those could be locally heavy. Still lingering chance of showers and storms, especially across far eastern Kansas and far eastern Oklahoma on that Saturday afternoon. Saturday's temperatures will only be around 70 after being about 80 on Friday. And then we have another cool front coming in with another chance of showers maybe next Tuesday. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
It's our red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Young, left side, big hole. First down and more, inside the 50 to the 45-40, a blocker to the 30, there to go. 20, 15, 10, 5, DeAndre Young. There it is, touchdown. You got a little inside conversation there. Talking with Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship here on our weekly radio program, AM 1400, FM 93.3 Bartlesville. Getting set for a game at Booker T. Washington tomorrow night. And, Coach, obviously you and I were talking over the break. A tough ball game. At some point, I promise you, there will be a time where we're talking about the Bruins not playing a state title contender. But unfortunately, that is not this week. The last 3 weeks have really been, it's been a brutal schedule. I don't think that I even realized it until we got here. And you kind of take things one game at a time. All of a sudden, you go from playing Collinsville, which is a top two or three team in 5A on the road. Then you play Del City, which is a top three, four team in 6A, two at home, your home opener.
Yep.
And then you get rewarded by going to the defending state champions on the road tomorrow night. So a really tough portion of the schedule. And obviously, all 6A, two is tough, and especially the East Side District. Not to find to mean anybody else, but this is the end of what's a particularly brutal three-game stretch for you all.
Listen, our listeners might have heard you and I just talking right there at the end, and my response is our kids are going to battle. Our rally cry this year is "Fight on, Bartlesville." It's words of our fight song, and right after that is "Win, Bartlesville." So that's something that's really important to us. It's a side note. I was able to report, and after I got hired, I was able to start full-time in February, which was really important, really big, and start to get to know our kids and be around our kids. And in about April, weather was starting to get nice. We took the boys up to the I actually told the boys, today we're going to run some bleachers, guys, and in the locker room. And I was really, at the time, I was really disappointed in the body language that our kids showed. It just – heads dropped. I didn't even tell them how many or what we were going to do, and it was just our heads dropped a little bit, our shoulders slumped, and I said bow your chest up, roll your shoulders back, look at me in the eye. And we renamed those bleachers somebody told me that a year ago that, you know, it looked a little dead on the sideline and that type of thing playing Booker T. We are never going to surrender. We actually nicknamed our bleachers Booker T. And so when we run bleachers, we run Booker T's, and we're going to fight. We hear all the press clippings, and, man, they have some great players, and that's definitely something for them to be proud of and for us to understand who they are and where they're at on the field. And but our kids are one thing that we're going to demand. We're going to fight the whole game. We did that a week ago, and we're going to just continue to do that throughout the season. And eventually that fight is going to turn into some positive things, hopefully in the form of wins.
Yeah, as far as the Hornets on paper here in the state, they're a little bit unknown, actually. They're 1-2. The only game they've played was against Bishop Kelly, a really good 5A club. They actually trailed the Comets in the fourth quarter in that one, ended up coming back and winning 24-14. They've lost their other two games, but they're both against teams from outside of the state of Oklahoma. They lost to the defending 7A state champions in Arkansas in week number one, Little Rock. And then they lost a couple of weeks ago in the Battle of the Border against a team from Mississippi, Horn Lake, Mississippi. They actually played that ball game in Louisiana. They fell in that game 36-7, and they are coming off an open week. So, probably going to get a semi-angry maybe Hornet bunch. That Hornets are usually angry from my expertise, and they're probably going to be a little upset, and they're also coming off a little bit of rest as well.
Sure.
They played that ball game September the 8th. They're coached by Brad Caleb. He's in their third season. Obviously, Booker T has a long history of success in this state, and they finally kind of got back to that last year with their state championship, because before that, for about a decade or so, they kind of struggled a little bit. So Booker T is back to being Booker T now.
Listen, Coach Caleb has done such a great job with his kids and that program, really getting them going. He's a good man, such a great role model for their kids, and been very impressive just to see what he's done. A lot of kudos to him.
Lady Bruin basketball fans will recognize his wife's name, Darlene Caleb, who is the head coach at Sepulpa. Booker T, as far as last year versus this year, of course, they're defending 6A2 state champions. They split 6A2 up, and of course, 6A into two divisions, 1 and 2. I'll tell you that I think the Booker T team last year probably could have competed for the 6A1 state championship, and maybe could again this season as well. They've got 11 starters back, so they lose half their guys, but they still have half of them coming back as well. The quarterback spot is one of the newer spots they have for them. In fact, they've switched a couple different guys around.
They have.
Ty Dobbins and also Dwight Hamilton. Dobbins is a senior who's played at other spots earlier in his career, and then Hamilton is a guy that's younger, who's kind of a first-year varsity player. And I know the last game, I think, against Mississippi, they played Dobbins, but I think Hamilton was the other two. So not really 100% sure who they'll go with tomorrow night, but certainly a couple different looks to quarterback as they're kind of searching for something.
Sure, absolutely. I imagine they'll go with the one that they feel best about getting it to some of those receivers they've got out there lined up.
Yeah, J.J. Hester is the main guy, their main wide receiver. They've got some really good athletes. We talked about Del City maybe preparing Bartlesville for Booker T, because you're going to see a guy that was much like Jeff Foreman last week. It was the wideout for Del City, who is committed to Arkansas State. He was a lot of fun to watch, and you're going to see something like that with Hester as well. Arthurs from Arkansas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, and others had 705 yards last year as a junior. They also run the football very well. They are
very
a little
well.
New on the offensive line. That offensive line and quarterback are really where those new starters come in. All the other 11 guys come from their wide receiving core and their running back core. Grayson Thomas is their main running back, and he's another big-time guy, offers from Texas Tech, Nebraska, Tennessee, Syracuse, Colorado, and Tulsa. So they're going to run the football and throw it a little bit as well, but it's still, I think, probably more of a ground-and-pound Booker T team than it is a spread style like maybe you saw against Del City.
Sure. I mean, they have several creative ways to get the football to their top, you know, players, and to these guys with these Division I offers. They'll do some neat things to get them the ball, and we just got to be disciplined, man. We've got to play us again. Our focus all week has been more about us focusing on how we can get better, not so much on how many offers, you know, their kids have.
Talking about Bartlesville at Booker T. Washington tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on K1. We touched on this a little bit in the first segment, but an opportunity for you all, obviously, first district ball game. you get to go out and play against some really talented fellas and kind of show your worth a little bit. That's got to be, and you mentioned nothing to lose. It's kind of playing with house money a little bit when you go on the road against the defending state champions.
You bet. Our kids are in a good place. Their heads are up. Again, we've got our chest bowed out, and we're ready for the fight. Obviously, that's not a literal fight. We're ready for the challenge of going into the football game and giving our very best effort. We talked a little bit about some of our goals, our coaching staff goals. Our next goal is to win the district championship. So that's something that's our first opportunity to go and try to have a chance to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that much yet, but obviously the district campaign is basically a second season, and I don't mean to demean the non-district, but in terms of making the playoffs, that means absolutely nothing. So kind of a reset, if you will. Not that you guys needed a reset. I thought the first three games went pretty well, but still it's kind of a different mindset. You're basically 0-0 now going forward.
The first three games, you know, obviously we want to win every game we play. We're representing our community, and we take that very seriously. That means a whole lot to our kids to be able to represent our families, our town, our school the right way. The first three games are great because it gives us an opportunity, just as a whole team, as a coaching staff, as a football team, to look and see what our weaknesses are, what we need to improve on, try to have an opportunity to correct any mistakes that we're making. And you're right, the next opportunity is when that district play starts. It's great to start with the defending district champs like Booker T. Washington really get it kicked off going the right way, man. If you're going to win it, you got to beat the best.
Yep, on the road, certainly, and that should be a lot of fun tomorrow night. 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame right here on K1, and, of course, it's a Thursday night battle, so short week. Last week we talked about this a little bit as well. Coming off your first home game, how do you feel like your guys responded?
I'm sorry, give me that question.
Coming off your first home game and a loss last week, and it's a couple in a row, how do you feel like you guys have responded to that?
The kids have been great. I think a lot of that is just a reflection from of my coaches on our coaching staff. Our coaches are eyes front and center. We are eyes forward. Our message to the kids has just been stay the course. Play the next play. Let's get 10% better. And I think that's been really, really big. Our kids are really bought in right now, and we're in a good place.
Talking with Lee Blankenship ahead of Bartlesville and Booker T. Washington tomorrow night. North side of Tulsa, first district ball game. I know that Brad kind of asked you a little bit about this in the opening segment when Brad Dunches was here from the Dunches family of Autos. But what were your impressions of Custer Stadium, first game you got to coach there?
Man, it was awesome. It was really cool just to see the amount of support that our community has for all of our athletics programs, much less our football program. But it was special, my first home game, to be able to look up and see that thing filled up. And man, a win would have been awesome. But we had some wins this week in some other areas, and that's something that I'm proud of as well.
And then going forward, we can talk about the Hornets a little bit more. That's a ball game once again tomorrow night right here on K1. Let's talk some specifics. What have you guys been working on this week, kind of specifically?
Again, working on us, man. We've got a few little wrinkles for Booker T. Washington. Obviously, I wouldn't just come in and want to talk too much about what we're going to do in that game tomorrow night. But mainly just working on us, trying to get better, trying to eliminate bust, continue to pursue the football, reward our kids, I guess is the word, for what they're doing well, and really with a sense of urgency stress to our kids what we need to get better at.
And I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but you know, you learn a little bit more about your club as you go along week by week. You know a little bit more today than you knew yesterday, probably even in practice. Through 3 weeks, based off maybe where you thought you'd be at the beginning of the season, do you feel like you've progressed about to where you thought you might be?
We are continuously getting better. I will tell you this, our toughest opponent this week and every other week, it's not Booker T. Washington, it's not Del City, it's the person looking at us in the mirror. We've got to continue to just overcome that ourselves and to continue to get better. If we can do that, we're going to have success.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Had a lot of fun at the coaches show tonight. Obviously kind of a unique situation here with the team dinner, and we got to listen to those awards given away and enjoyed kind of having the team out here.
Yeah, really appreciated you for accommodating that, and that's something that's cool. It's kind of a we talk about how important family is and becoming a family and loving the man next to you, and that's something that I love to do is get our team together. They say the family that eats together stays together. So also wanted to give a shout out to Central National Bank. They paid for our pizza tonight, and that just goes back to the question about community support, man. The support from the businesses like Dungis, businesses in our community, the fans, the people, the administration at our school is really phenomenal here in Bartlesville, and we're thankful for that.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of support in the stands. We hope that continues tomorrow night at Booker T. Washington. Once again, 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame. We'll bring that portable FM transmitter with us. You can probably listen on 90.9 or 91.1 inside the stadium, so we'll have that with us as well. Band's always a lot of fun to watch, and I think the game should be a lot of fun as well as the Bruins get set to take on a very talented Booker T team. Should be a good opportunity for your club. Excited to see what happens.
We're looking forward to it.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio show. Once again, 6 o'clock every single Wednesday right here on K1 live from Hideaway Pizza. Come on down and join us. If you missed us this week, come on down and eat with us next week as we get set for their second district game. I'm taking things one at a time. I don't know who you play next week, so we'll figure that out.
Homecoming.
There we go. We'll figure that out when we get there. Coach,
there
appreciate
you
it. Thanks so much.
Thanks again, man.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Thanks to Brad Dunges for stopping by. Zane Ramsey, our player profile tonight. And then, of course, a Trey Stump, who's keeping us on the air back at the studio. I'm Evan Farbach wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. Back to a regular programming on K1.